tshuva, that even Menashe himself also did not do tshuva. And like Rashi, the Mshichel Kulam Akrab, everybody went after Menashe. Omer Rav Yechanan, Koloim Menashe Nechelik Lelom Abo, like according to Yehudi Shita, according to Tanakam, whoever says that Menashe, even though we did tshuva, does not have a chelik Lelom Abo, is Merapa Yedeim Shabbat Tshuva. He's going to make it hard, he's going to make it Merapa, make it soft, for people to do tshuva. Why? Because here people are going to see that the Menashe did do tshuva, and still he was not Lelom Abo, people will give up from doing tshuva. The Tony Tony came to Vichna Tan learn from Vichna Menashe Osha Tshuva Shloshim V'Shalishonim. For 33 years Menashe was doing tshuva. So if you're going to tell me that Ein Lachinik Olam Abo, it's going to be Merapi Yedem Shabbat Tshuva, people will forget to do tshuva, they'll give up. The Sib, what's the proof that he did tshuva for 33 years? The Sib says Ben Shtei Nesvei Shonim B'Menashe B'Mochai, he was 12 years old when he became king. The Chamishim L'Chomish Shonim Olam V'Yisrael, he reigned for 55 years. Says Vayasara, Kasher Osachav Melech Yisrael, he did bad like the same amount of time that Achav did. Now, Kama Molech Achav, how many years was Achav a king we had before? Ezra Matatin Shonen, 22 years. If so, Menashe Kama Molech, Chamisha Mechomish. Menashe is a king we had now for 55 years. If so, deduct 22 from 55. Dal Minayu Ezra Matatin, those are 22 years that he did bad like Achav. But mashma, the rest of the 33 years, partially tlosa matlosa. The next 33 years, that he was doing tshuva. He was doing taif. So if you're going to tell me that he is not zech v'elam avor, it'll be a terrible thing. So Rabbi Yechon Stam also agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that avad de Menashe, Hashem was makabel his tshuva, and yesh to chelik v'elam avor. Om Rabbi Yechon Mishor Hashem Ben Yechoi. My tzib, what the pasuk say, v'ayish me'lov, v'ayech taloi. It's written v'ayechter. So the question is, Vayechter le mibor, should have said that Hashem listened to his tefillah. What's the lashon of Vayechter? He cut, what he cut out? Melamed shosla HaKadosh Baruch Hu kimin machteres. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make a special breach, a special hole, a special digging for Menashe, for a kiyah in the Shemayim. Kdei lekav le b'tshuva mipnei midas adin. In other words, the midas adin, the malachim of din, were there in front of Hashem saying, nothing doing. Even though Menashe is doing tshuva, we cannot accept him. He did so much ra in this world, he brought so much avodah zarah, we cannot accept him. So HaKadosh Baruch himself had to be chotar, had to dig under a special grave, like a special hole, where Menashe tshuva could come up. What does the pasuk say? Vereshis mamleches Yoyakim, ben Yashio. The beginning of the kingdom of Yoyakim. Chassidus has also another pasuk, Vereshis mamleches Tzidkiyo. The beginning of the kingdom of Tzidkiyo, Mashma, they were the first melech. Is that true? V'chiyad ibn aleheve malchi. Up until now, there were no kings. What's the lashon of Bereshis? They're the first ones. Ela rather, they're the first ones in their situation that bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahachzir es olam kuloi letoyu v'voyu. In Yoyakim's time, they were doing so much ra that Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world. But b'shvil Yoyakim. Look, okay, Bishvil Yoyakim. Yoyakim was doing ra. He was doing bad. Right, because of Yoyakim, he was doing so much ra, Hashem wants to destroy the world. But Nistakel B'dor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the door of the generation, Shay Yoyakim, Rashi says, Shay Tzadikim, Shadayim Lagolo Acherish Kiyamaskar, there was still Tzadikim around, V'niskar Radait, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cooled off. That's Lashon HaBereishis, meaning like it was Kamat the beginning, that at that time Hashem wanted to destroy the whole world, and it would have been a new beginning, but he did not do it because of the tzaddikim that were alive then. Now the same thing. And his generation was the opposite. At that time, Rashi says, "Hoyu rishoyim." The whole generation were rishoyim. Shekola tzaddikim higlu far im yoyachin. So all of them left were rishoyim. So Hashem wanted to destroy the world, but nistako b'tzikiyo. Because Baruch looked at the tzaddik. Tzidkiyo v'niskar radaita. That's called him off. So again, that's why it's called Bereishis. For the Gemara, is that true that Tzidkiyo was a tzaddik? Tzidkiyo namiksev v'yasora b'en Yashem. That he did bad? Mashmi was not a tzaddik. So the answer is no. He himself was a tzaddik. But the ra, the bad that he did was shehoye b'yode limchas. He could have protested, stopped the Jews from worshipping Avodah Zarah. For lo micha, did not protest. So for that it's called he did Ra B'Yeni Hashem. But he himself was a tzaddik.
What's the pasuk say? Ish chacham, a wise person, the Rashi that goes in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's always called Hashem Ish Mechama. Nishpat as Ish Evil, sometimes he gives judgment to a foolish person, to a Rasha. The Rogaz Uschaik, you have to have different strategy. Sometimes you have to be angry at them, and sometimes you have to be nice to them and laugh with them. But no matter which way Hashem acted with these Rishoyim, we'll soon see, V'yei Nochas, he had no pleasure, he did not gain, they still remain with their Ra. Is Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu said like this, Ka'asti al Achas. When I came to deal with Achas, I got angry at him. I gave him punishment. For Nasati biyad Malchei Demeshek. I gave him over in the hands of the king of Demeshek. What did he do there? Zivach bekitin Eloheim. He worshipped Zerah by the Zerah. Shem the Pesach says, Vayizbach hishechtu Elohei Demeshek. Ha'makim boy. That was hitting him then. So Vayermin he said, Ki Elohei Malchei Aram. Hey Ma'asri, my son, these guards are helping us. Lohem Ezbach, to them I will shecht, I will bring kabonis. But Yazruni, and they will help me. Veim hoyda lach shiloi l'chol Yisrael. And they were the ones, the stumbling blocks for l'chol Yisrael. Shechakti, yes, that's one case. That Hashem got angry at Achaz, and he didn't have Achaz, didn't help, even though he gave him over in the Melech Damesek, but still it did not do tshuva, but rather he just went after their avodah zarah. Another instance was, Hashem said, Sochakti im Amtsia. When he went to do punishment against Amtsia, with him he was nice. He laughed with him. He tried to convince him to do tshuva nicely. V'nosati malchei Edom biyot. Hashem gave all the Edom in the hands of Amtsia. And what happened? Hevi eloi heyem. He brought their gods. Vishtach v'lehem. Did not help. He still worshipped their avodah zarah. Shneim HaPosek says, V'yachlechen after this, Ben Amatzio, Mehakos es Adoim, after he wiped out Edoim, V'yovoi es Elohei, B'nei Seir, he brought the king, Seir Edoim, V'yamidem Elohim, he brought it for his gods, L'fnei Mishtachve, V'lohem Yatir, to them he bowed down, to them he worshipped. So either way, when you handle with Rishoyim, sometimes either way doesn't help. Whether you're nice to them, whether you're bad to them, Ein Loi Nachas, Hashem didn't have any peace from them. Omer HaPapa, Hainu de Yarmi Inchi, this is what people say. The Chile Lamar de Loyoda. It's crying for the person that does not know what to do. And Chai Chilamar de Loyoda. And he can laugh for the person that doesn't know what to do. Veila Lamar de Loyoda ben Tevlevish. Oyvei to the master doesn't know between good and bad. That was like he didn't know how to act. He didn't know how to get them to return back to do tshuva. Either way, it doesn't help. Pasuk says, Vayavoyu Kosori Melech Bovil. Vayeshivu b'shar b'shar hatoich. They sat in the shar hatoich. What does this mean? Omer Reb Yechonon, b'shem Hashem Menichoi, mokem shemechadchim boi halachis. That was the place where they were mechadish halachis. It was in the base of Mikdash itself. The mokem where they were sitting, and there used to be mechadish halachis over there. What she says, b'shar hatoich means loshon choitech. V'ayinu b'har abayis, it's in the base of Mikdash. Over Yazora, Shoshomo Yoshua Sanhedrin, the Sanhedrin sat there, and they will use the Paschal Halachas over there. So in that place now, they wanted to bring in Avodah Zarah. Omer HaPapa. That's what I said, Sanhedrin Gedola. Sanhedrin Gedola was in the Lishkas HaGadol, so it was inside. Yeah. Right, yeah. Sanhedrin HaGadol. Omer HaPapa. Hainu the Amizu, what people say. The Yasra Demori told Leizayna in the place where the master first used to hang up his clothing, Tamon Kulvareya Kulsetola. Now later, after the master is put down, the shepherd hangs up his dirty things there. That's what happened here. In the base of Mikdash, now they brought in Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Rav Yirmiya, Baraba, Maidachsib, what does the Pasuk say? Al Sedei Ish Ot Silavati, of a lazy person I went. V'yakerim Odom Chosalev, of a vine yard of a person that has no heart. Vihine Olo Kuloi Kimsheni, all thorns were coming up there. Kosu Ponav Charulim, the whole face was covered up with the bad things, with bad growings. Vegeder Avonim Nerosu, and the stone fence was knocked down. What does this pasuk mean? The pasuk in Mishlei Al Sedei Ish Otzel Avarti Zeachas. Shem went through Achas, this Russia. Vyakerim Adam Chosalev, through the vineyard of the Chosalev, Zeh Menashe, was Menashe, he was missing his heart. He was worshiping so much Avodah Zarah. Vine Ola Kuloi Kimshunei Ze Omen. Kosu Ponav Charulim Ze Yoyokim. So Rashi explains each one. Rashi says, Kimshuni Zamin Shehela Moses Shehela Shamnunis Agabia Mizbeh Kamon. He brought bad things on the Mizbeh. Kisaponov Harulum Zayokim Shekisaponov Meirish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He like covered himself from the light of Hashem. We'll soon see what he said. Did he deny? He said we do not need the light from Hashem anymore.
Yeah.
Asadi ish otzel avati za'achaz b'chakorle otzel shechosam es ha-Torah. He sealed the Torah. Obotles avoid, he took away the avoider. That's called he's lazy, he stopped the avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. We'll soon see. Together avonim erasu zetzit kiyo shenechra Beis Hamikdash v'yomim. In his times, the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Now, we'll explain this. V'yomim rav chiz omim rav yirmiyah baraba arbo. So we'll explain it later on. And now he says, Arba Kitois, four different categories of people, and Makabalos Pnei Shechina, will not be able to see the Pnei Shechina Hashem. Kas Leitzonim, the jokers, Kas Shakronim, the liars, Kas Chanifim, people that flatter, and Kas Mesaper Lashon Hara, people that speak Lashon Hara. Kas Leitzonim, the Pesuk says, Meshech Yodi Yes Leitzim, take my hands back from the Leitzim. Kash Shakron and the people that lie, the Siv Doivesh Korim Lichal Negrenai. People that say lies cannot be in front of me. Kas Khanif and people that flatter the Rishoyim, the Siv says, Klir Lafonav, Khanaf, Yavoy. A person that's a Khanaf that flatters the Rishoyim, he cannot come in front of me. Kas Mesapri Lashon Hara, people that speak Lashon Hara, the Siv the Pasuk says, Kiloy El Chofes Roshato, Loigur Hara, Tzadigatav Loyia Bemagur Hara, that Ra cannot be in his livings. And the end of the Pesach Rashi says, Hainu Mesapri Lashon Hara D'Siv Basrei Tova Dovrei Kozav. Should be destroyed, Dovrei Kozav. People speak Ra. So there's lies. Yeah. So these are four kitim that will not be Zorcha to see the Pnei Hashchina. V'yom Rav Chizdo Amar Rav Yirmi Yavaraba. My Dafsir, what's the Pasuk say? Loi sun elecha ro, nothing bad will happen to you. Pasuk in Tehillim, there's a brachis, there's going on Shlomo HaMelech. V'nega loi yikra b'yolecha. What does this mean? Loi sun elecha ro, nothing bad will happen to you. Shelo yishtar den yetzara. Yetzara will not be shelved upon you, Shlomo. V'nega loi yikra b'yolecha, not be a nega plague in your tent. That means nothing wrong will be wrong with your wife. Yolecha means your wife. When you finally come home and your wife is a sofik nida, that's the worst thing. If she's a vada nida, you know to stay away from her. If she's not, very good. But if it's doubtful if she's a nida or not, then you just come home, you want her, you'll be marihep, you'll say, yeah, for sure, you're okay. So that nega would not happen to Shlomo. Davrach, another pshat is, leisun alecha ro, shalai yivasucha chalemas roim verurim roim. No bad dreams or bad thoughts will bother you. Do not have a son that will embarrass you. Do bad things, Barabim. Akan Baruchu Aviv. This is what Dovid HaMelech gave a bracha to his son Shlomo. Mikan Vielach. The next words in the Psukim is Virchasa Imoy. That was his mother gave him the bracha. Ta'sheva gave him the bracha. It says Ki Malach Lavitavachloch Lishmocha Bechol Durachecha Al Kapayim Yisun. I'll lift you up. Al Shachav Afesim Tidreich. Akan Virchasima. These were the brachas that the mother gave. The mother doesn't explain what they are, but these were the brachas the mother gave. The David of the Shlomo Benoit, Mistamla for Yinin of Brachas, Yeshleda, Seder of Brachas, Kain, Derechav, Yem, Vidvor Melo, Misafik Nidav, Yetzera, Vihurim Roim. That's what the father speaks about. The bottom time in Yeshleda, Yichos, Ashilam, Brabim. Aval Isha, Eno, Sels, Right, Das, the Kachshil, Nebatin, Elo, Me'amrochet halei sheyeshlo mispala b'ner sheinatzo me'ezen nugof m'roichin v'sheidim. She davens that no harm should come upon her son. The sikus chadaris lefeinian sheilu brachas brachas imay ki malachas sabal chloch. That means that you should have people to watch you. No physical harm should happen to you. That's the brachas that the mother gives. That no physical harm should happen to you. Yeah, they should protect you. Show how protectors with you. She have a good mazel. Yeah. Right. Right. This is what the bracha is here. Now, Mikan Venus, the next few psukim, is Birchasa Shemayim. This is the bracha that Hashem gives.